You're listening to SBS News. Accounting firm KPMG is proposing to change the childcare subsidy to remove unintended financial disincentives. Under changes made last year, the childcare funding system subsidises a proportion of families' childcare fees based on how much parents earn and how much they work. Some parents say that they'd be worse off if they returned to work because of what KPMG calls the workplace disincentive rate. That's the proportion of a person's income that goes towards tax, the Medicare levy, reduced family tax benefits, and greater out-of-pocket childcare costs if they decide to work an extra day. It uses the example of a person earning $32,000 a year who goes from working 4 days a week to five. KPMG says this sees them earn just $7.58 in net income on their extra day. Sasha McSweeney, who has two children aged 4 and 11 months, says she and her husband did the maths and realised a return to work for her wouldn't be financially worthwhile.
For us personally, if I didn't work for myself and have my own business, I'm not sure that I could return to the workforce and have two young children in childcare because the costs are just prohibitive. It's the system actually does not encourage mums to get back into the workforce, unfortunately.
She says she decided to work for herself from home and employ a nanny 2 days per week rather than pursue government-subsidised childcare.
What it meant, for example, if we had a child in the family daycare system and we were paying $10 an hour, we were only eligible to receive at most $5 of that back. So childcare actually for 3 days of care ended up costing us in excess of $1,000 a month. So to then go and put two kids through that system, it's just not feasible. The cost of me returning to work is actually greater. So for a working mum, you have to think long and hard as to why would I go back to work if all my earnings are then just going to be put back into paying for childcare.
Chief Executive Women is a group that represents more than 550 of Australia's most senior women leaders and partnered with KPMG to release the report. President Sue Morford says the financial disincentives are making it harder for some women to advance their careers.
We're finding that women are sticking at part-time work. They find it non-financially viable to go back to work days 3, 4 and 5. And so they're not moving into managerial roles. They're not being able to take up promotions. And we find at the end of their working career that women have 50% of the superannuation that men do.
KPMG is proposing changes to address these inequities at a cost of $368 million. It says that cost would be offset by a $700 million boost to the gross domestic product because parents would no longer face financial penalties for electing to work extra days per week. Sue Morford says the proposal is well worth consideration.
KPMG have done work to show that the productivity would be twice the cost. Be well worth the government's while doing this. It's more than that, though. It's not just the first dollar. It's the cumulative dollar. Because if these highly capable people enter the workforce full-time as they want to, they will then move through their careers more successfully. So they will be more productive, their taxes will be higher, the whole thing will be better for our economy all over.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.